All right, question four. If you don't know, go watch the previous three videos on questions. Questions for girls. Okay. Not shtick. No, oh, geez. Hold on. No, I'm doing this for ulterior motives, researching purposes. Someone said, oh, you're doing meta analysis. I'm like, oh, that's what it means. He said, you're reading between the lines. I'm like, is that what meta? I thought meta analysis, we took all different studies and you consolidated their numbers. I could be wrong. Anyway, so, doing research, I would appreciate, I'm not cursing, I'm trying to be as polite as possible, and I am asking women to be kind enough to provide answers in the comments section below. And we've had two general categories of women. I want females' responses, not men. Men, I don't need your, thank you very much for offering, we don't need it. There are rough and tumble, straight shooting, straight talking type of gals. I'm calling them the empiricists. Those gals will give me the straight dope. Then there are the ethereal types. All right. And they generally fall into two subcategories. One, the true believers, where you don't, and I need you to explain me why I'm wrong or answer why this question is wrong or explain the question to me. And then there are those who are the deep down insides they know, but here's the reason and the rationalization or why I still choose to believe something that to my eyes seems factually wrong. And the fourth question today is a kind of two sided, but this is the same coin. You do know your beauty slash fertility has a shelf life. We could translate this into other things. I mean, literally, I answer me this question. You do know there's a thing called menopause. You know, that's not a theory, right? You do know nature is trying to tell you something. Like, there's a hard, not my opinion. Here, there's no opinion. Here, there's no, oh, foolish man, not understand. No, I'm pretty sure. As sure as the sun rises and sets, there's this thing called menopause, and then you can't have kids no more. And I know technology set aside, let's remove that, but also the same side, same coin, different side. You do know that men are primarily the reason they interact with you is for beauty, procreation, stuff like that. And that as time goes on, you lose that. Like a flower loses the bloom from its petals. I don't know what else. An apple decays after it falls from the tree. I don't know. I mean, life, you do know you're going to die, right? All right. So that your beauty fades with time. Do you know that? Yes or no? And if you disagree, know my beauty, you know, like beauty at any size or health at any size. Okay. I disagree with that. Explain to me why beauty at any age. Why am I wrong, even though me being a straight male would be the definitive arbiter, one of the billions on the planet that would decide, but why am I wrong? Why is it, yo, you could be, and I'm not talking Sophia, I know there are pretty women at a certain, but I, an increasing number, if you want, look me up, aholeconsulting.com. I think the links are down below. I have a consultant, it's not Ahole Consulting, it's spelled out. I have some gals like in their 40s, like, I didn't know. You know, I got to tell my friends, like, you know, well, the guys just aren't that into. Well, yeah. Have you been in a cocoon? Have you been in an echo chamber this entire time? Where did you not pick up? Did you know guys like women with big boobs and long hair? No way. How? How did you not? And to the point, maybe you gals can provide a little bit of information in the comments section below. Do you think it's healthy freezing eggs? Like nature's trying to tell you. And by the way, before you rely on that on as an insurance policy, for those of you that think that the technology is not, that ain't settled science. I mean, theory, it's possible, certainly settled in that regard, but the reliability, you got to donate a lot of eggs. They only have a certain shelf life. There it is. Darn nature getting in the way again. Maybe that's just my opinion. Maybe the studies I found were wrong, but when the eggs come out of cryogenic or they defrost the eggs, not all of them survive. The minority survive the process. And then a minority still take, do you know that? And how important is it for you to have kids? Like, but the main thing, yes or no, do you agree that beauty has a shelf life, and beauty being representative of fertility, that fertility has a shelf life? That's that. Do you know that, or am I wrong in that regard? All right, we have a lady. What, one, only one gal, one guy? No, we don't, because we are not being reminded. Yeah, but you know, right? Are you on the empiricist or the ethereal? Media does not tell us that. But don't your parents' books don't talk about it? My parents, in fact, would not be this upfront about it. How do you expect us to know? I would think you kind of get it, wouldn't you? Like, you notice the guys are only, the hot guys are only going out with the hot girls asking out. No one's asking you out. Like, your grandma ain't, she doesn't have a vibrant dating life. She's not dating a 38-year-old. Wouldn't instinct also tell you this? Like, not for once did I ever have it under my, I mean, I knew. I don't know how I knew. I guess it was instinct. I knew tall gals. I'm just not going to do well with tall. Now, I surprisingly did quite well with tall gals. Short-term success that I happen to have with them. But I just kind of knew. I don't even get upset. Like, there's a lot of guys that get upset. Like, can't believe women don't date short guys. Well, they're not attracted to short guys. That's in the genetic wiring. Why are you getting upset about it? That's like us getting upset with women. Wait, that's like them getting upset with us because we don't want to date fat girls. We're just not attracted to fat girls. So I understand. Look, hang on. Where is it? I guess any women tuning in, if you wanted to, you could read this book. I mean, it's not all dedicated to women. It's dedicated to the millennials and Zoomers in general. You could, if you're missing a parent or your parents did a crap job, here you go. Parenting in a book. But I even then, like, kind of like, don't you know you got to get a job? How don't you sit down and, like, you're capable of logic? Don't you say, everyone, like, oh, well, let's just have UBI and socialism. Have you thought that through? You don't need a degree in economics to figure out where that ends. Well, if nobody's working, where does the stuff come from? It doesn't. And that's why starvation is usually what follows socialism. Ask the Zimbabweans and ask the Venezuelans. That's, I won't go there. It's going to say about what the Venezuelan women are doing in Colombia to make work go by. I mean, I guess it almost gets to a point, you know, you're going to die. Did someone tell you that? Or did you even need to be told that? You know, did society kind of indicate somewhere along the lines, death is going to happen? Which I could sympathize with you, Savannah, because I look at, it doesn't matter male, female, doesn't matter what ideology. Holy cow. Everyone thinks they're going to live forever. Apparently. Like, no one appreciates their time on this planet. Nobody is packing the fun in. Everybody is shooting themselves in the foot, making bad decisions and destroying their lives and getting fat and not having fun and not enjoying life and not having great sex. No one is capitalizing on life. And I'm only left to believe that. So y'all think you're immortal? And I had this opinion before I had my cancer scare. I was like, let's go. Come on. Oh, people that eat slow. My mom came and visited. Oh. Burp, 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 burp. Ma, do you want to, like, drive around the Black Hills and do something fun? Or do you want to talk all the time? What do you want to do? Hey, guys, it's 10 a.m. Do you want to go Carpe Diem seize the day? So I'm there with you, Savannah. I can understand. Maybe I'm too optimistic about society. Maybe I assume too much. Maybe I'm assuming the basics of common sense people don't get. One of those things is you're going to die. And the other thing is that gals don't think that there's a shelf life to beauty and the fertility. And maybe perhaps the technological advances give you false hope that you can have a child at any age. I mean, assisting with technology, okay. I no doctor. I presume if your uterus is okay, you could do in vitro fertilization. Am I correct in that? I guess at any age, but you're not going to have it the traditional way. Ain't no guy going to have sex with you if you're 65 and presume you don't want to have sex with 75-year-old. What's a 75-year-old's name? Herbert. 75-year-old Herbert. So yeah. All right. I know because I started watching Red Pill videos in you. Wow. So is that many gals misled, huh? I mean, many boys were misled too. I guess Jordan Peterson exists for a reason. I didn't know until the root beer float hit. I That's sad. That's sad. Well, at least you found out. Let's look on the bright side of this event. Now you know. And now you're not going to waste your life no more. Now you're going to go out and have some fun. You're going to make it count. Dick Marks, I can't. It's not. You're right, Dick. And I prefaced previous questions before. Like, I know this seems shticky. I know, but I need to get as close to the truth, and by truth, I mean what women think about this, as possible. And they could disagree with me. They could curse and swear in the comments. I don't care. I just want to know what it is so I understand. Then I can move on from my diabolical plot. Savannah, but we don't think it that way. No one will say it to our face that you have an expiration date. But okay. And that's what this is, where the quasi world comes in. You still didn't know deep down inside? Still didn't know? Enjoy the kind Red Robin. Ron. Good for you, Ron. You gotta speak. Hey, gender is a social contract, a construct. So you might as well be a Rene Suarez. Rene Suarez. Savannah, again, I love your honesty. Hi, I learned so much from your video. Things that no one tells me as a girl. God almighty. Sweetie Jeannie, you would think that would be common sense, especially by now forever. Well, and let me ask you this, sweetie. Hello, the internet. Can't you just look stuff up? Isn't it just kind of really easy to do? In the olden, in the before time, back when I was young and sexy, we had to go to the library and pull data and microfiche to prove people wrong. Now you just got the internet. Like, can't you go with your cellio phones and go typeety type type? And hey, did you know we're going to die? Did you know there's this thing called menopause? And I just to point it out, I know this has nothing to do with the intention of this video. You girls all know it's older women lying to you. You do know that. It's team woman lying to you. You do know that, right? Not the guys lying to you. It's team woman lying to you. Y'all should be going down to wherever the heck Oprah's got her castle with pitchforks and torches. Unless y'all want to believe it, then tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me. I will not die. No girl's going to get that reference. The guy's got that reference. I will not die. I will not die. Oh, it's like that saying goes, common sense isn't common anymore. A lot more people seem to be figuring it out from T. Okay. The media and Red Pill MGTOW channels. Okay. You got to have a tough stomach to consume some of that MGTOW stuff, especially if you're a gal. Robin Haynes, here we have a girl. The problem, oil women get old real quick and die real slow. I don't know. You start out, you start at what, 12, 13, and it goes to about, like I said, if she's 30 in a second, oh, it's over. She hit the wall. It's like, nah, I'll give you up to 40. Like, if you stay in shape and all that, even maybe up to 45 if women really work at it. But man, after 45, yeah, man, you got to be exceptional. You have to be exceptional. We're talking Sophia Loren, Anne Margaret level genetics. So you don't get, you got, that's what, 3 decades? 13 to 43, let's just call it. That's 30 years. That's like at least 40% of your life. Dick Marks, by asking that question and your arguments to support its necessity, it's a diamond of your total lack of self-aware. I know what I'm doing, Dick. I know what I'm doing. I'm aware of the ludicrousness, the absurdity of asking these questions. I'm not going for what I know to be the right answer. I'm looking for the thought process and what women believe to be the right answer. That's what I'm going for. With that lack of self-awareness, do you keep from pooping yourself? No. Emo, advanced therapy. Advanced therapy to you, gal. I can only go by name. They think their fellow women have the best syndrome because they're the same gender. Yeah, I just my opinion. Older women want to stab you in the back. Older women do not want you to be happy. Older women want you to be miserable and divorced. Okay. Boomer women, how happy a group you think they are. I mean, the Disney, you know, you make fun of it, but the Disney movies kind of had something right. The old stepmom, the evil witch lady, you know, whatever, Cruella with the 101 Dalmatians. They had that one nailed. They had that nailed. What was the, they all blur. Cinderella had the stepma. Snow White had the lady take the bite of the apple. Was that it? That's Snow White. What was Sleeping Beauty? There's always an old boomer woman named Karen that's always trying to screw up the 23-year-old kid. Savannah, well, I'm 23. I'm glad I know. Yeah. Hey, look, Savannah, you learned. All right. And you still got your youth and your beauty. So now if you wanted to, you could pivot that and invest and find yourself, in theory, a quality man. Although, don't have too high hopes because there's not that many quality men. Oh, Cappy, that comment was directed at Savannah. Oh, okay. Sorry. Cappy's helping. Oh, nonsense. No, I'm not happy. Cappy getting so. Well, no. This is Operation Evil, Dre. This is Operation Evil. Ba-ba-da-ba-da. 27. Okay. And don't get used to me going through the chat room. I'm doing this for work, like without me answering beforehand, because I'm a sure. I will only answer super chats on regular things. But yeah, I didn't know either, Ron. I'm kind of surprised. I get it. We get some. We get, if anything, because of the lightning rod nature of the question, we'll get gals to come in here. And hopefully I'm polite and civil enough of a host to get some gals to give, who would happen to be on a different side of an ideological aisle. No, the things that girls watch is on the internet, not the same as men. So the messages we are being fed are different from what men get. Yeah, but you could search a question like, is menopause real, right? Sweetie Jeannie, thank God people have sex toys and sex companion robots. Well, the male sex bit seems to really suck right now, but the female ones are beautiful. Yeah, you can make a lot of money on the interwebs doing that too. Talk to TFM. He's on the forefront of that. Savannah, we were taught beauty and be a boss ass lady is the shiznit. Good. Just turned it. Really, Ron? Really? Having children at 15 makes you Poe? I would have never guessed. Psychological cynic, $5. They won't care until they are post-wall invisible and left alone to suffer in their final years of life. It's actually quite funny. It's not funny. It's tragic. That's what it is. It's a tragicomedy. You're given all your power up front. You don't know you have it. You assume that's normal when you don't realize you're operating on easy mode. And then the real world hits when you have no birthright asset no more. It's tragic. It's very tragic. Leslie Brooks, good guy, gal. $5. I think that this is all part of a conspiracy to lower birth rates and or boost the fertility industry. That's a stretch to boost the fertility industry. Maybe lower birth rates. I don't think it's conscious. I think it's just, I honestly think it was womanism, because we can't use the F word. They just hated guys. They just hated men, and they hated beautiful women. They didn't want people to be happy. I think it's as simple as crabs in the bucket. I could be wrong, but that's what I think it is. Here, Dexter tried to save my sisters from listening to all the self-destructive crap my single mom preached, but they still ignore me and chose to self-destruct. Yeah, I mean, and it's over. I mean, you get one shot at this life. And for any girl that's listening, like while you kind girls are tuning in, let me pose. And my dad said this to me. There was a gal I had broken up with, and I screwed up. It was one that got away. And what did you think life was about? And I said, no one told me. So I could plead some ignorance there. Like, no one told me, including you. I've been busy with Maslow's hierarchy of needs, just getting by and eating. Never really thought about it. But after you get old enough, and once you get past Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and then you give up on the propaganda you've been fed, male or female, you realize the only thing that you were here for was to fall in love, have kids, and find someone else. That was it. Men were made for women. Women were made for men. I don't know how. And then in part, I can understand if you're poor and disadvantaged, like you got a bunch of student loan debt, you don't have even time to think about loftier things like that. And then with propaganda and me, I can see like guys like, oh yeah, I'm in a sports car. I'm going to have a bunch of gals. I'm going to be like a harem master, which is still every guy's dream. I won't lie about that. But you don't think, oh, I'll settle for that nice girl who supports me and is quiet. Not until you get Coach Greg Adams' level of wisdom and age. You know what I want? What do you, girl with big tits and who's quiet. It doesn't just lets me be in peace. Just lets me peace, serenity, and quiet. Like, oh, yeah. But I guess, yeah, girls, it's all about the degree and the education and career. Here, newsflash for you. Look around. Look at how peg A goes into slot D. Think we're designed for each other. Now, do you want that or not? Oh, and by the way, tickety-tock, tickety-tock. The only thing guys have a genuine interest in is dwindling fast. There's my cryptic, harsh, real-world whatever. Psychological cynic, $5. They won't care to. Oh, I already answered these. Psychological cynic, $2. Tragic for them, funny for me. Yeah, it depends on how poorly they treated you. I could see people laughing. I won't lie. There's been a couple places I'm on the internet. I'm looking like, I know that gal. She was mean. I can also see generally when I'm blamed for all the world's problems on that side of the gender aisle that I've oppressed people. I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Oh, are you lonely? Oh, that's too bad. No, I don't know. I don't have the solution. I do have the solution, but it's going to cost you $500. Go to aholeconsulting.com and bend over. X-Van, $5, new guy. Hire female attendance, capstone vids, or Rush concerts. Capstone, you mean the money management company? Rush, I would say Rush concerts, because don't the girls like the Rush, like the singers, and you know, like Elvis shaking his hips? So again, why don't you teach us how to meet a good quality man? Haha, like men that can fix things, not like a nerd and weak. Go back a couple days. There's like 10 dating rules for 10 basic rules for basic girls for basic dating. I go through, I tell, there you go. There's your answer. Cause I do have a couple other gals. A lot of them don't want a video response cause they think everyone's going to identify them. I was like, no, your problems are all kind of universal. You and a million other gals, or 100 million other gals. So go watch that. Then there's your instruction manual. And just lower your expectations. There's not a lot of masculine men. There just isn't. You know, I can't find people to pick rocks. I got to go do it myself. I'm a stupid economist, for God's sake. Savannah Annalee, please do more videos for girls. Well, you guys got to pay me. I'm doing this for research. I do get some occasional videos. But if you got a question you want answered, Savannah, expect to pay about $35. Especially if, that's if you're concise and short and it's a singular topic. And if you can't afford that, we'll go grab a bunch of gals and pay me money. And then who's the guy? Hang on. Hang on. British life coach. Yeah. Okay, so there's Matt Hussey, all right? You girl, he'll tell you what you want to hear. Then there's me, I'll tell you the truth. Okay? But Matt Hussey is brilliant. And I, what's his net worth? Hang on. Let's take a look at Matt Hussey. What's his net worth? He's got to be worth way more than me. Way more than me. What does lies get you? All right. Matt Hussey's net worth. Look at that hair. More than 2 million. Well, that's 2 million more than me. So lies are worth at minimum $2 million. That's the market value for lies. Now, kind of answered, Michael, why do we lie to women? I don't know why. Cha-ching. Hey, look at that castle Oprah's got. Did the Democrats get elected again? Wow. Cha-ching. Sarah Ann Smith. Well, here, Sarah, Savannah, you guys pay. And I'll do more. But I mean, come up with a question that's going to help. Not go watch that video. There's some outside of that video, some specific to your unique situation. Pay. Laughing Lark, $5. Where is question one? Where's the ticket? Oh, I didn't label it as question one. It's why do girls believe the fat lie? That's the first question. I'm just going through other guys. That's it. Yep, Derek Jackson's another one. Derek Jackson's another one. God bless him. I hope they make a lot of money off of lives. If you're dumb enough to believe lies, you're dumb enough to do drugs. Well, I hope. I'm also pro drug dealer. Go do it. You deal as much drugs as you can. Go. Autocorrect Cappy to Capstone. Oh, Cappy versus. Oh, a Rush concert's got way more female viewers than me. Way more. You know, because Rush has that female vocalist. I will choose free will. You know that female vocalist? I don't know if she's still alive anymore. That'll piss off Rush fans. let me see. Any more female commentary here? Savannah Anna. Well, because the fat lie makes sense. What do you mean it makes sense? Doesn't make sense at all. None of these lies don't make sense. They just make you feel good. It doesn't make any sense. Sweetie, Jeannie, forgot to say hi first. Hi, Aaron. I've been watching your content for 5 years and like your perspective a lot. Less brutal than Sandman. Is he brutal? I don't know. I'd say we're about the same. I'm cursing and swearing. Don't take my calm, nice demeanor here. I'm just trying to get information now. I have very little tolerance for stupidity and people who want to be lied to. Especially when they vote that way and enslave me further. All right, that's it. Cappy gonna go do something fun now. If you would kindly share this with people of the female persuasion, I would like some insights. And I just consider I want leftist gals. I want to be all gal. I especially want to get people from the other side. I want to get that. And then yeah. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.